From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The U.S. is in the process of moving thousands of troops into Haiti. One of the most visible signs of the U.S. presence, Navy Seahawk helicopters ferrying in supplies. Many Haitians and many in the international community are looking to the U.S. to take the lead in the relief and recovery effort. NPR's Jason Beaubien has been talking with the military and other American authorities in Port-au-Prince.
If you people here do not back up, nobody's going to get processed.
The Americans haven't just taken over Haitian air traffic control. They're also running security at the airport. A mob of people, many waving American passports, were trying desperately to get into the airport to catch a flight out of the battered Haitian capital. Out on the tarmac, pallets of relief supplies are being loaded off of a massive Russian cargo plane. At the western edge of the airport, soldiers in the 82nd Airborne are loading boxes of food and water into Navy helicopters. Captain Phil Schneider is an assistant operations officer with the 82nd Airborne.
We had a series of 9 distribution centers that we coordinated through the Navy, and we were bringing food and water to those locations.
He says the 82nd Airborne's mission will be to provide security and logistical assistance so relief agencies can operate in the city. In downtown Port-au-Prince, looting broke out today as people tore through the remnants of shops that had crumbled in the quake. The U.S. ambassador to Haiti, Kenneth Merton, at the airport this morning, said the U.S. is ramping up its humanitarian response.
We have an aircraft carrier that's just outside of Port-au-Prince, about 20 miles offshore, maybe not even that much, with loads of helicopters on board. That's these helicopters you're hearing and seeing here that are dropping off food and other items.
He says the U.S. Coast Guard has 2 ships in the port. The U.S. Air Force is running the airport. About 1,000 members of the 82nd Airborne are on the ground, and the Marines are expected to land late tonight or tomorrow. Ambassador Merton says the focus of the U.S. efforts is going to be assisting in the aid effort and that the primary responsibility for security still remains with the Haitian police.
Obviously, their capabilities have been degraded because they've had very heavy losses. Several police commissariats were flattened, full with officers.
He says the U.S. will step in on security only if needed and if asked to by the Haitian government. The ambassador says it's still hard to comprehend the scale of the destruction here.
I flew over Port-au-Prince for the first time yesterday since the earthquake, and it looks like those pictures you see of Tokyo after World War II. The blocks just vaporized, just dust. Tragic.
Aid groups estimate that at least 300,000 people have been left homeless from the quake. In addition, much of the infrastructure in the capital is destroyed. The port is inoperable. Even businesses that weren't crushed remain closed. Banks and grocery stores are shuttered. This morning, a fire broke out at the Pasta Mama spaghetti factory, ruining one more local source of food. Standing outside the factory, Belzine's Pierre Jocelyn says he's been living on the street for the past week and he hasn't seen any aid deliveries. In our neighborhood, there hasn't been any help yet. Nothing, he says. But he adds that he's confident that the Americans will come soon to share with the Haitian people.
That report from NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince.